Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this morning comes from our gospel lesson from John chapter 15, especially the very first verse. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." This is our text. You may be seated. So you might be wondering why I have a vase of dead branches sitting next to the pulpit. I went out yesterday and collected those branches for a message today to make a point. I wanted you to have a very clear and visual image of what a dead branch looked like. When a branch falls from a tree, it is either dead already and could no longer hold on, or it will soon die out after that. While a fallen branch may have access to sunlight, once it's removed from the tree or any other plant, it no longer has any access to food, it no longer has any access to water, and so it's going to die. It is a death sentence for a branch to be removed from the tree. And that is exactly Jesus' point as he's talking in our gospel lesson for today. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." Okay, get the point. Jesus is not a tree branch. But he is the true vine. He's not just any vine. He is the true vine. And that separates him from the religious establishment of his day, where they put their emphasis on being children of Abraham rather than focusing on the coming of the Messiah. Jesus is the real deal. He is the Son of God. He is the promised Christ, the promised Messiah, the promised Savior. And in Jesus is life, eternal life, through his life, death, and resurrection. Now, God the Father, God is the vine dresser. Any idea what a vine dresser does? Well, according to one website that I went to, a vine dresser is an agriculturalist involved in the daily pruning and cultivation of grapevines. This is a century-old profession mentioned in the Bible that is an important component of the production of wine and other grape-derived products. As with any agricultural professional, vine dressers work nearly year-round to help ensure the vineyard has a successful crop from which to create wine, juices, and other items. So you see, the internet can be used for good. It is easy to see that a vineyard would not be successful without a vine dresser. And so also our world will not be successful without God and his involvement in it. We need that God in the world the same way the vineyard needs a vine dresser. Without a vine dresser, the vineyard would just go absolutely wild, and without God's involvement in the world, the result would be the same. Total and absolute chaos, kind of like we've seen in the news during the last week. Jesus goes on, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away." Now, you got to consider who Jesus is talking to at this point. Is he talking to a large crowd, or is he talking to a small, intimate group? The fact of the matter is, Jesus had been in the upper room with his disciples on Maundy Thursday. And they have just left that upper room, and they are heading out to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus will be arrested. Personally, I think this whole conversation took place as Jesus and the disciples were walking through a vineyard. But that really doesn't matter. My point is that Jesus is talking with a group of people who were already in a relationship with him, specifically his disciples. He's not talking about somebody from deepest, darkest Africa who has never had any contact with Jesus or the Word of God. Those are not the people that Jesus is talking about being taken away or pruned. And so the situation is simple. Whether you're a disciple or just a regular Christian, if you have been in a relationship with Jesus and you don't bear fruit, you're cut off. A little bit later in verse 6, Jesus says, "If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned." Obviously, this is another way of saying that that branch is going to hell. How does one avoid that outcome? Stay attached to the vine. Stay attached to the tree. Stay attached to Jesus, and it's not going to happen to you. A wise professor once told me, if you don't feel close to God, guess who moved? We have God's promise that he will never leave us or forsake us. We have God's promise that no one can snatch us out of his hand. And so it's not God's fault if we come unattached from the vine. It's our fault. Either we've become distracted by something else, or we've gotten caught up in the world, or we've just given up our faith. But it's not God letting us go. It's entirely up to us. So if you want to maintain your eternal life, if you want to enjoy the blessings of heaven, then stay attached to the vine. Maintain your relationship with Jesus. Well, I'm not going to say everything will be fine because of the next part. Okay? You're staying attached to the vine. You stay in a close relationship with Jesus. You go to church every single Sunday. And life will be perfect, won't it? Well, notice what Jesus says about the branches that stay attached. He says, "And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit." That's right. Those branches that stay with Christ, those branches that stay attached to the true vine, they get pruned so that they get bear more fruit. And let me tell you, being pruned isn't fun, but it's necessary. You think about it. When life goes well, when everything is fine in our lives, we tend to lose our dependence on God. We move away from God. But when God prunes us, we bear more fruit. When God prunes us, we stay dependent on him. To be sure, pruning isn't easy. Sometimes it means losing a job. Other times it means having problems with a spouse or children. Other times pruning may come in the form of a health issue. But in every single situation, that pruning brings us closer to God. That pruning is intended to make us more faithful. Pruning is just part of the Christian life. Unfortunately, I've seen just the opposite happen time and time again. A person loses their job. They are having trouble paying their bills. They don't have any money to put in the offering basket. And so guess what? They stay away from church because they feel embarrassed because they don't have anything to put in the offering. I've seen people go through divorce. And just when they need the church the most, just when they need the support of other Christians to lift them up, they again feel guilty. They don't want to talk about what happened, and they stay away from the church. My dear friends, when bad things happen to you, that is God's way of pruning you. Then that is God's way of bringing you closer to Him to bear more fruit. When we get pruned, we need to run to God's Word. When we get pruned, we need to receive the Lord's Supper as often as possible. When we get pruned, we need to be in prayer and in Bible study and the company of other Christians as much as possible. That's just the way it is. As your pastor, I don't want you to end up like these dried out dead sticks, unattached from the true vine and doomed for eternal life. I want you to stay attached to the one true vine, the one vine that gives eternal life. And we do that by abiding with Him through thick and thin. Again, we have God's promises that He will never leave us or forsake us. We know that Jesus died and rose again from the dead so that we could abide with Him forever. And so God has given us His Word so that we can abide in Him. And God gives us prayer so that we can talk to Him and abide in Him. And God has given us baptism, like we saw this morning, so that we can be adopted by God, so that we can abide in Him. And He has given us His own true body and blood in the Lord's Supper, so that we not only abide in Him, but He abides in us. He has given us the church so that we can abide in Him. And He has given us the fellowship of fellow Christians to lift us up so that we can abide in Him. My dear friends, God has done everything possible to keep us abiding in Him. There is no reason on earth to end up like these dried up sticks. God has given us six concrete ways to abide in Him, to stay close to Him, to trust in Him, and grow our faith in Him. He may prune you a little. He may prune you a lot. But that's just to bring you closer to Him, to make you stronger, to make you more faithful. Abide in Christ, and He will always be by your side. In Jesus' name, amen.